My special guest today is Presbytera Pat Tsagalakis. She is the wife of the priest in Seattle, Washington. She teaches music to elementary and middle school students at St. John's School in Seattle. Her husband serves at the Holy Apostles Orthodox Church in Seattle. And among her many talents, she tells us, are several retreats that she's led on the topic of gratitude. She's here today to talk with us about Thanksgiving, which is a day that we set aside to express gratitude to God and the people around us. It inspires us to extend love to our neighbors and those in need. But gratitude isn't something that we should be saving for a holiday. It needs to be expressed all year long. And we've asked Presbytera Pat to come to the program today to talk to us about it. Hi, Presbytera, how are you?
Thank you, Father Chris. I'm doing really well. It's such a joy to be with you today.
You know, often a parent will prompt a child to thank someone in sort of an obligatory way. I know my mother and my father were very much on that. When someone does something, you say thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. That's far gone from these days, but that's what we used to do when we were kids. In the liturgy, we hear the petition, we give thanks to the Lord. What is our response to this petition from your experience? And why do you think it's important to be graceful and show gratitude?
Well, I think when the priest comes out and he looks at the congregation, what does he say? He said, "Let us give thanks unto the Lord." And then what do we sing? It is proper and right. Mm. And I think that each of us, when we really look at that place of gratitude, we need to recognize that it is proper and right, and that your mom and your dad were correct in trying to really instill in you this idea of giving thanks mm-hmm. and saying thank you. But there's a big difference of doing an obligatory thank you and really making gratefulness and appreciation a part of our daily lives, right. Not just around the Thanksgiving table, but in our everyday lives.
So in other words, we're saying it's proper and right, therefore we do it, correct?
I think so. Okay. I think we do it because it's proper and right.
Okay.
But it's one of those things that the church is so beautiful in telling us and sharing with us that truth. It is proper and right, and we should be giving thanks.
And it also stems, I believe, from the fact that we are created in the image and likeness of God. So therefore, each of us has that image and likeness within us. Therefore, when we express to someone else, we're also expressing that reflection of God within that person, right?
Absolutely. And that goes right to the fact of how we treat one another. It's about recognizing that place that God has created in each and every one of us.
Okay. So I believe you and I can acknowledge that all things are from God. And frankly, I think that keeps us honest for most part, at least for those people who believe in God.
Yes.
So how do we then instill that spirit of gratitude, the heart of gratitude in our children and strengthen it even in ourselves?
Well, I think that act of practicing gratitude starts with being rooted in God. And I think it starts with prayer, family prayers around the dinner table or our icon corner. It's just imperative that we really look at the idea of Eucharistia in our worship and in our liturgy and in our lives being really central in our everyday living with children. But I also think it's in the way we treat one another. It's how we speak to each other. It's how we stop responding with criticism and resentment and judgment, and then instead focus in on really being gracious and appreciative to those around us. You know, there's this saying that says, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. And I think as a family, we need to change sometimes the way we approach one another to really see the graciousness and the joy and the love and the God within each and every one of us.
Around Thanksgiving, the trend on social media is to post things that we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually this begins to sound like boasting more than gratitude. How can we keep a humble heart, counting our blessings so that pride doesn't actually distract us?
I think it's a great point. It's imperative at every turn that we resist that urge to be prideful and instead give glory to God in all things. I mean, it's very interesting how easy it is to jump on the envy and jealousy bandwagon when we're bombarded by, you know, Facebook posts or Instagram and photos, and it's really easy to compare ourselves to others. But it's really important to keep a humble and gentle heart through all of that. I think we can really get trapped in trying to compare our lives to others, and it's very dangerous, and that it pushes us towards being boastful and pride, and that's the last thing we want as Orthodox Christians. We want to live with a humble and gracious heart.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Evan Almighty. Have you seen that one?
I haven't.
Okay, that's a movie about a man who, it's amazing. He's in just doing nothing. He's going through life, and his name is Evan Baxter. Mm-hmm. He becomes a congressman, and God calls him down and says, you know, you're going to build an ark because there's going to be a large flood. And he changes, his whole appearance changes as if he's Noah.
Okay.
And he starts collecting the wood, and he builds this ark in this suburban area that he moves to. His family thinks he's nuts. Congress thinks he's nuts. The only one that doesn't think he's nuts are the animals, because they start coming. And what happens, Morgan Freeman is playing God in this.
Right.
And he points out at the beginning and at the end of the movie, he writes in the sand the word ark. Acts of random kindness. And I think that's probably what the world is missing more than anything. Acts of random kindness that are not based on what we do or don't do for someone, but just because they're the right thing to do at the right time. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I really, really believe that is so true. And when we extend ourselves to those random acts of kindness, it can only bring gratitude to that person that's receiving that, but also to us. Gives us great joy to do so.
What do you tell someone who feels they have nothing to be thankful for? I mean, there are people like that who are depressed, whose lives are in a tailspin. But what do we tell those people, Pat? What do we say to them?
Well, my first response is that seems impossible. Mm. Really, it seems impossible that we can't find anything to be grateful for. God allows the sun to rise and the sun to set, and most of us don't even know what it feels like to be hungry or need food, and we switch up a light and there's light. And I recognize that there are many people who struggle with depression and they have a difficult time finding anything to be grateful for. But I think we need to just stop and really center ourselves, get out of our mind and into our hearts, and really take a deeper look at what we really truly can be grateful for. I work at a camp every summer called Camp Agape, and it's for kids with cancer and their families. And I am always awestruck of how these families, in the most difficult and really hard circumstances, find ways to be grateful. And I think that that's one of the keys to their healing. I think that's one of the things that really has touched me the most in working with these families, is that they find ways, even in their difficulties, even in their struggles, to be grateful for where the people around them, the nurses, the staff, the doctors, the people that help them every day. It's really a witness and a testimony to how things can be difficult, but you can still find gratitude in each day.
Let me ask you this, Pat. If thankfulness puts us in a proper relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine then that resentment and jealousy would be opposite to gratitude. So can you talk to us about the dangers there are in resentment or that passion of jealousy?
I think it's the most important thing to look at around this subject. You know, there is this place that we go to, which is resentful. And there's a wonderful book that Henry Nouwen wrote, and he talked about that resentment blocks action and gratitude lets us move forward into new possibilities. Resentment helps us cling to negative feelings, and gratitude allows us to let go. And I think resentment holds us prisoner to our passions, and it entangles us in just so many distractions, and it pulls us down. And if we can find a way not to allow resentment, and then I also think there is this element of a lack of forgiveness that happens in that place where we hold on to things and we become so angry and depressed or frustrated, or, you know, it's a very difficult place to be, and we therefore find no way out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need God, and we need forgiveness, and we need repentance, and we need confession to really pull us out of that resentful place.
How would you describe the differences between gratitude,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and happiness. I mean, can there be gratitude even in suffering?
I definitely think so. Yes, I feel that. And I think happiness is very different than that. Happiness is when things are kind of going your way. The beauty of gratitude is that in all circumstances, in our messy and difficult lives, if we find a way to find that graciousness and a grateful spirit within that difficulty, we give glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've led several retreats on gratitude, and mm-hmm. during those retreats, let's share with our listeners, what are some of the tools you recommend to harvest that thankful heart?
Well, one is the Akathist of Thanksgiving. It's a beautiful, beautiful prayer written by a priest who was in exile in like the 1940s. And we do it at our church. It's a wonderful prayer service that we do all throughout the month of November. The other thing I think is a really wonderful practice is a gratitude journal. Every day, writing down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. But it's not only those small things that you can do independently in prayer and journaling, but it's really extending yourself. It's finding ways to show, again, what you were talking about, random acts of kindness, extending yourself, giving to one another. I think it's a key element in this subject of Thanksgiving.
Presbytera, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program, even though you're on the other corner of the United States. We feel like you're close to us.
Thank you, Father Chris, and thank you for all the beautiful work you do.
Thank you, Pat. God bless you.